Weekly report from the Wyoming House of Representatives and rotating to local representative Andrew Byron from House District 22 covering Southern Teton County and the northern portion of Star Valley. Good morning, Representative. How are you today?
I'm great, Duke. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Appreciate the call as always. And going to jump right into it this morning. Quite a big day in the House yesterday with Senate File 69, 21 amendments and a five-hour long discussion is what I'm being told on this property tax bill. Give us a summary on how it all ended yesterday on this bill passing third reading in the House.
Thanks, Duke, for that. Yeah, you know, it was a marathon afternoon. We only heard this single bill, and boy, was it a slog to get through it. I got to say, you know, I was just when I got back in the building this morning, which, as you said, we went late last night. I think we walked out of here about 8 o'clock, and feel like maybe I should have just stayed here last night and kept working because the morning came so quickly. But ultimately, looking at the Senate and the House side, I think there are a total of 51 amendments brought between all the different readings, which is, I got to think it's a record. I mean, obviously, I don't have time to go back and look at all the bills, but I don't know. Reflecting on it this morning, that really, it has me worried, to be honest, Duke. You know, it when you have a bill that comes out of the body or a rep or a senator, and then it comes to the House of Origin and it has 20 some odd amendments and it hops over to our side and has another 30 or 40. It's kind of like we talked about a couple weeks ago on House Bill 199. You know, it just makes you scratch your head and say, is this bill ready for what we call prime time? So it got amended so heavily. It got brought back to its original form. It got in the first reading and then the second reading. A representative from Gillette brought a really creative amendment, and then that thing got ripped out of it yesterday early. And then you know, there seemed to be a plan all along on how our House leadership wanted this to come out of the House, and obviously right now that point or that part of our party, the Republican Party, the Freedom Caucus, has the votes to do it, and they executed it perfectly, their plan, and it's going to go to what we call now Joint Conference Committee. It actually had so many amendments through the first and second reading, we had to lay it back a couple days so the attorneys could get it all put back together so we could read what we call kind of a cleaner and gross version. And they're going to be working on that again today. And then it goes to exactly what we were talking about, the Joint Conference Committee. And if you don't mind, I'd love to kind of tell the listeners what that Joint Conference Committee is.
Yeah, before you do, though, so give us, after all the dust settled yesterday, how did the bill end up? It went back to a 50% with a 50% backfill. Am I understanding that correct?
It did. And then it also had a kind of a late, I don't know what time it was. I don't want to say late, but about 5 o'clock, there was another amendment brought that basically adds a 25% reduction in taxes post 2027 in perpetuity for the first $1 million. I mean, I can't tell you how complicated this gets. So basically what that means is, you know, depending what happens between now and 2027 with property tax relief and reform, post 2027, as the bill currently sits, you'll have 25% off the fair market value of your single family home, structure, only up to the first $1 million. So that was an amendment that came late in third reading that was, I would say, one of the long term, certainly one of the ones that we're going to have to watch the closest, because good or bad, however you land on this property tax issue, that's in perpetuity. So that goes on forever. And that was for those that navigate the website and know how to look at the wiledge.gov, that's amendment, the third reading amendment number 12. So, the backfill is still 50%. You know, we also have some backfill that came out of the budget bill. The Senate also has a backfill, albeit a lot smaller than the House's backfill to really support these special districts. And then beyond that, you know, it gets more complicated because certain parts of the backfill only apply to certain counties that qualify for it. So I'm pretty worried about Lincoln County, to be honest, and certainly worried about Teton County, but they don't assess their full mills up there. So they have a tool in their toolbox to assess more mills to make up for some of this lost revenue. But, you know, at the end of the day, this is one you really had to trust that it goes to conference committee and they can provide a product out of there that we all get a vote on again, that is the best for Wyoming.
So let's talk about that, how that process works. So this has been passed by the House and the Senate, and now it goes to this joint conference committee. How does that process take place?
So what happens is, you know, it comes out of the House of Origin, it comes over to the other body. In this case, it was a Senate file, it came over to the House. the House heavily amended it. Even if there's one amendment, it has to go to what we call that joint conference committee. And that joint conference committee is assigned by the president of the Senate on their side and the speaker of the House on our side. And those are traditionally, I think by rule, it's two reps that voted yes and one rep that voted no. And that is just picked at his pleasure. And then that those three go over and meet with a like-minded, is what I think the technical term is, members of the Senate. And they the six of them, it's a public meeting, six of them get together in a room, and they look through all the different amendments, and they try to come to a joint agreement on it. And then a couple things can happen. If they don't come to a joint agreement, the bill dies. If they come to a joint agreement and come back to both bodies and ask us to vote on it, and we don't concur with them, we don't agree with them, the bill dies. And in a lot of cases, they'll come make the case because they have negotiated it long enough. And then at that point, they ask for our aye vote and we concur. And then that bill is passes both houses. So this thing is a long ways from over. And that joint conference committee has got, like I said, 50 plus amendments to look at and really try to hash out. Now, if that joint conference committee doesn't agree on anything, the speaker and the president can appoint a second joint conference committee and have them try to come to an agreement. So it's a long ways from over right now.
Representative Andrew Byron and discussing Senate File 69, which passed out of the House yesterday and now goes back to this joint conference committee and this property tax reform bill. Anything else you'd like to mention on this specific bill or the process, Representative?
You know, a number of our bills are going to joint conference committee, and that's pretty standard this time of session. You know, we're dare I say, near the end because we still have a couple weeks left here. But that's really where our time will be spent in the next, I'd say, 12 days we have left down here in Cheyenne, 12 working days. And I think this is a little bit of a leftover from Senate File 54 from the last budget session that, you know, I certainly voted for. And I believe, you know, my colleagues on the western side of the state generally voted for, which was also a property tax exemption and trying to get some money back in our folks' pocket because of the increases we saw since 2019.
Representative Andrew Byron, House District 22. Representative, thank you for your time. Anything else you'd like to mention, any other bill that you'd like to bring up?
Oh, I mean, there's a lot of them right now, Duke, but, I am the chairman of Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, Culture Resources, and we meet at noon on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We're going to hear the weighted bonus points bill today at noon, and I got to present a bill in the Senate side of that TRW committee here at 8 o'clock, so right around the corner, and that's that House Bill 275 we talked about, the treatment of animals bill. So we're still cranking. You know, it is going to start slowing down, I think, when we get into next week, but I think these last today and tomorrow are going to be filled with a lot of work, and certainly looking forward to getting back to our neck of the woods in western Wyoming and meeting with the people and kind of maybe having a breather after this very, what I would call a rodeo of a session.
Representative Andrew Byron, appreciate your time, Representative. Thank you.